Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stroud who is chasing the ball. Wirt reaches third base with a triple. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine scores. Casanova moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Oiler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stroud who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Casey Cox now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Wirt is hit by the pitch. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McAuliffe scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Cox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash is hit by the pitch. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Oyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova fires to second and picks off Stanley for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparma bunts towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Oyler moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Dignan pinch hits for Casey Cox. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Priddy now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Priddy covering, for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Horton reaches second base with a double. Lenny Green pinch runs for Willie Horton. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green scores. Freehan moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Valentine moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparma strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. 1 out. Hank Allen pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 3 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen scores. Allen moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing center field. Dick Lines now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe strikes out. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Epstein. Wirt moves to third. Green moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan is walked intentionally. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cash strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirt scores. Green moves to third. Freehan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Euler strikes out. There goes Green. He's safe. There goes Freehan. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Stanley. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Tigers. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Howard moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Stanley chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Wirt fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wirt. Landis throws the ball into Wirt, who tags Allen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Howard scores. Casanova goes all the way around to score. Allen moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. Mike Marshall now pitching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe bunts in front of the plate. Casanova fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators 4. the Senators will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Dick Lines. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.